Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's been a bit about Jota this week, but this hasn't been reported. By the way, there's been numerous people talking about Jota and maybe he could be sold and stuff. I don't think that was ever really likely to be anything, if truth be told. But like, I saw Paul Gorse report, like, you know, he said, like, there's probably no intention immediately to replace him, you know, because as it stands, they've got 6 forwards, as and when they're all fit. Roberto Firmino's going to leave. That leaves them with 5, what you're so senior players, and then you mention your Carvalho, maybe.
Bendo,
Kate Gordon, whoever it is. Like, there's enough to do anyway in the summer. Like, the Jota thing, I think we can knock on the head. Like, that's going to be nonsense.
Yeah, really, we'll start with that, yeah. If you like. I mean, I think I would be amazed if Liverpool were looking to do anything with Diogo Jota. He's had a season that's been a write-off so far, hasn't he, pretty much? You know, what, a handful of games he's played, maybe 10 this season. He hasn't been at his best for a year, really, for various reasons. One of them, obviously, was he wasn't starting games, really, was he? He was being left out because because Diaz had signed and made such a big impact. So Mane was moved into that central role and Jota was sort of in and out of the side. Then obviously he got the injury in the summer. Took a while to get back into the side or get back available, and then picked up another injury. So you can't really sort of go into this position of Diogo Jota's in decline or Diogo Jota's sort of, you know, no longer the player he was. We don't know that. And the evidence, actually, I think, of since he's come back is that that's not true. You know, I think he might need a goal and he might need a couple of goals, but I think you can see straight away Diogo Jota's sort of impact that he can have on Liverpool. He makes them a very threatening side, and a far more threatening side than they've been for much of this season. So he's still got a massive role. He signed a new contract last summer. He was signed as one of these players that plays in 2 or 3 different positions, so sort of by definition really sort of loses chances but gains chances because he's being plugged in somewhere on the left or somewhere on the right or in behind when they play with 4 or down the middle. I don't think Liverpool want to lose that. I'm not sure personally how highly rated he is away from Liverpool. I don't think he's a Sadio Mane or a Mo Salah where Europe's giants look at them and say, well, wow, what a player. I think people might need to look a bit closer to see Diogo Jota, you know, if you're watching him. So I don't see sort of Paris Saint-Germain's and Barcelona's queuing up and saying, oh yeah, he's the one we want, so we'll give you whatever you want for him. So I don't see much of a world really where he leaves at this stage. You know, you look at his age, 20, 26, I think. Still got plenty to offer Liverpool. So no, I think we can get carried away a little bit. And I'm like actually writing a piece for tomorrow for Goal, where, you know, this idea that, oh, we've seen Liverpool's new front line emerge. Where does Luis Diaz go then? You know, sort of which one's playing down the middle? Is it Nunes or Gakpo? Or, you know, we make this conclusion based on the last game we saw, don't we? And we say, well, that's it. That's Liverpool's front three. So where does Jota fit in? Well, we've seen many, many times this season, you know, 12 months ago, Jota was in the front three, wasn't he? Jota was the centre forward. Things can change very quickly with injuries, with form, with just sort of tactical tweaks and nuances. So there's going to be plenty for Diogo Jota to prove at Liverpool and plenty of opportunities to do it. So I think he's very much part of the future. Could be wrong, but I don't see it. And I think he's got that little bit different about him that other players maybe don't, in terms of, you know, scoring sort of headers in and around the box and being that kind of poacher, if you like. I know he hasn't done it much in the last sort of 10-12 months, but we saw him at his best. You know, he was that penalty box player, wasn't he, that can open the score in so many games, you know, get the first goal. And I think that's priceless for a team like Liverpool.
Yeah, so I 100% agree, by the way. I think the five that we've got, unless something mad happens, you're right. It's just whether it's what you choose to do with that sixth one, I suppose. Like I say, we've mentioned loads, and we're going to speak about it later on as well. There's a lot, there's still, whatever happens at the end of the season, there's still work to be done in the summer, and there's money to be spent. I'm going to speak about John Emery's comments as well a bit later on. But in general, it does feel like this is one where.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, they did it when they let a few, you know, they let Origi go and they let Minamino go and they were like, you know, we've got enough anyway. And Sadio goes and they didn't really, you know, and then it was Nunes, so it was one for one. But it feels to me like that it probably could be one where they just stick with the five maybe and they go, listen, if you want Jude Bellingham and you want X, Y, and Z centre half, or you want these midfielders, we can't do everything all at once.
Yeah.
It feels like they could go. This is where signing someone like a Fabio Carvalho last summer makes sense, because he's had like a year and a bit now where he'll get right. You know, he should be in the position to take that sixth forward role, you would think.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly that. And you've got Ben Doak, who's played in the Premier League. You know, shown a pretty good hand in what he's done. You've got Kay Gordon, still need to see him come back from his injury, but someone, he's played in the Premier League, so you've got teenage forwards there that are of the potential to be pretty good players. And you know, you're looking around really, I mean, look at the rivals, you know, how many carry sort of six first team level forwards, you know, not many. Even City don't really do it, do they? You know, City got Haaland and Alvarez. Then they have, you know, Mahrez. And then they're plugging in sort of players. You can play two or three positions, aren't they? Bernardo Silva or you know, Foden or De Bruyne. You know, Liverpool have got five players who are, you know, if you take, well, it's four players. If you take Salah out as being the star of the show, the four really behind it, you could throw a net over them in terms of who, you could put them in any order really, like who's the best, who's the second best. Not many clubs have that luxury. I don't know if they'd sort of take on another sort of senior signer. I think it'd be more likely to be sort of, you know, what can Carvalho do? I mean, look, he's not had that many opportunities, has he? And I have to say, I think he's probably underwhelmed a little bit in terms of what he has provided when he's played, just physically more than anything. You've still got, obviously, a Curtis Jones, a Harvey Elliott who can move into the forward line, you know, either side. So there are sort of good enough options, I think, for a sixth forward. I certainly wouldn't expect Liverpool to be going out sort of targeting another Gakpo or another Nunes or another Jota, another Diaz. I think you'd be looking at them sort of working on a project, you know, maybe moving Doak in, more into the first team picture, or moving, you know, Carvalho and saying, look, no, you're gonna have to learn to play number nine, or you're gonna have to become a right sided player, you know, those kind of things. So I can't see Liverpool sort of being massively in for forwards this summer. It wouldn't make an awful lot of sense, would it, in terms of, you know, what they've done in January, what they've done last summer, what they've done the previous January. They've been buying these forwards for this moment, really, to sort of step up and be ready when, you know, the old guard are moving on.
It's funny, isn't it, because I bet a couple of years ago, you'd have said, of the front three, who's going to be the last one standing? Mm. Not many would have picked Mohamed Salah. I don't think. I always felt the general consensus was if anyone was going to go and have that big, you mentioned before, the big money move, yeah, it might be Mo Salah. But in fact, no, he is going to be the last one standing now. Bobby's going, Mane's already gone. And it's Mo Salah's job to almost be the transition between, you mentioned before, like the two eras, with Mo Salah very firmly in the middle, still has the best player and on the most money and the star man of the whole thing. But I think you might have got good odds on that a couple of seasons ago, perhaps.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I mean, especially when they won everything, didn't they? And, you know, you sort of thought... He felt like the one out of the three who had that ambition for the storyline of their career to go and, I want to do this, and then I want to do that, and then I want to do this, and I want to go and play here. And, you know, he's been pretty well paid to hang on, hasn't he? But I think it does reflect well on him, you know, the fact that his standards really haven't dropped, have they? You know, I know he's had some tough times and, you know, a few bad months, and people talk about a bad season, they'll do 22 goals. But he does seem to sort of, it doesn't take long, does it, before he strikes up a relationship with these new players that come in. You know, you've seen him with Harvey Elliott, you've seen him with Nunes, you've seen him with Luis Diaz, with Jota, now with Gakpo. I mean, there were great signs at the weekend of that, or the last few weeks, really, of that development. So it does feel like a little bit, I suppose he's almost like the new Steven Gerrard a little bit, isn't he, in the sense of you hear players talking and saying when they signed, sort of Gerrard, if he was having you, you knew quite quickly, you know, he'd start firing the ball into you, or he'd start looking for you. And we saw Gerrard, didn't we? You know, when players like Torres and Suarez signed, that he gravitated towards them, and it was like, right, yeah, come on, I want to play with these type of guys. I think you're seeing good signs from Salah in that regards, that he's having these players that Liverpool have brought on to play with him. So, yeah, it bodes well. Although, you know, we shouldn't forget the struggles of this season and the fact that, you know, it can get to the stage where we're looking at it saying, do you want to finish 7th or 10th? We should sort of take the positives without believing that, you know, everything's going to be rosy. There's still a lot of work to be done.
Hey guys, that was a clip from JNO Insight. Each week we have Neil Jones here in studio talking about all things Liverpool Football Club. If you want to go and watch that entire show now, we spoke loads about Bobby Firmino. It's all the Jota stuff. We've got loads on Tielemans, Peter Luger, John Henry's comments, the UEFA final fiasco, and loads, loads more. Go over to redmenplus.com. If you sign up as a club captain on a monthly tier, enter the code JNO, JOURNO, on the payment screen. And rather than paying £5 a month, you'll get it for 99p a month for the first 3 months. So go and check out redmenplus.com. Use that code JNO, grab a bargain, and yeah, watch the entire JNO Inside show. See you in a bit.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.